Okay, and this is Karen Casper, and I'm doing an oral interview with Amanda Winicky, and we are at the Stevenson Library, and it is the 13th day of August, 2022.
So I'm not sure. Where do we start?
Wherever you want to start.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about moving back to the UP. I grew up. We moved to the UP when I was in first grade, and we lived in Iron Mountain, and I lived there until my parents moved my last couple years of high school. So my school years were spent in Iron Mountain. Small town, UP town, loved it, did all kinds of things that you do in the UP. They moved to Traverse City, and it was a big school. And then I went to school at Michigan State and did my graduate work at U of M, lived downstate. My family farmed in the Thumb. As we decided that it was too far to commute for my job from the farm and farming and professional, we said, you know, this is getting hard. When we retire, I want to go to the UP. That was always a promise. So when it got to the point where it was time for me to look for something different and we were going to sell the farm, I found a job working for the Michigan Department of Corrections in Chippewa County in the UP. First thing my son said when we showed him the map that we were going to move to the UP, he was a 3, he said, do they speak English there? And I thought that was a hoot, you know, that he was perceptive of enough of the world at that age, and I assured him that they did. So he's lived most of his life in the UP. We came up and we moved to the eastern end, which is so different from the western end with iron mines and logging and hills and those things that I remembered from my childhood. But where we lived in Rudyard, it's wide open, and you can see the horizon. So you see the horizon, and you can see clouds over Lake Superior. You can see clouds over the St. Mary's River. You can see clouds at the Straits, but where we lived is open. You had the light and the sun. And it was amazing to me to live there, to watch the sun track across the horizon, both in the morning, because I worked at a prison, so crack of dawn I was going to work, and in the fall it would just track back. And you're aware in places where there's trees that the seasons change, but then it's like all of a sudden it's fall and it's dark, where we could just see it. So we made it a point on the solstice. Our house was on M48, which is a very straight east-west highway in Michigan. We'd stand out in the middle of the road, because it wasn't very busy, and be on the solstice, and it would be right there in the center of the road, so we'd watch the sunrise and the sunset on those times of the years, because the light was amazing. We would watch the weather. You could see storms coming for miles and miles away, you know, just rolling like you lived on an ocean. But that prairie, that openness, was such an interesting place, different to live on that end of the UP. It was also very old, and I hadn't realized when we moved back up how old the eastern UP is. Sault Ste. Marie, St. Ignace, they were there for everything. My son had an opportunity to work several years for the Michilimackinac Fort system. He did logging at the Old Mill Creek, and that history of what's going on in that area. The other thing that we found incredibly interesting is that it was before 9/11, so going to Canada was easy. Really easy. You're just like, oh, we'll go there for lunch or whatever. But to drive around to the Canadian side and to look at the history and the fort that was just a few miles away, as the crow flies, such a different perspective of the American Revolution, of the War of 1812, and those kinds of history points. The other thing is we had an opportunity, we still had family downstate, so we visited points in Detroit. And I remember a day of walking around and looking at the history plaques, which were of all of the events that still had places in Sault Ste. Marie, but in Detroit, you know, they were like, oh, this is where such and such happened, and it was just a little thing on the side of a wall in a parking garage. So it was interesting to live in a place where you could still see so much of the daily life and the fact that they've worked to restore some of these places and at least make them the opportunity to look at history. So that was what I had to talk about.
So now, how did you get to this area?
So when I was finished working in the prison, you know, you hit that point. I always thought that I would take a final retirement job. I have a master's degree. I'm a librarian. And I always thought, well, my son would get married and I'd find a job close and I'd move to wherever he's living. Well, he's didn't get married yet. You know, might be near in our future. But it was finally like, I have got to get out of the prison. It was a very interesting place to work. It was hard because of some of the constrictions of working with a clientele that you can't be friends with, and that all that control of yourself. Plus, it's just hard. You know, I was lucky. You know, I enjoyed what I did mostly, but I had enough. I had 26 years working for a prison, and that was enough. So I've retired from that job, and I was looking for something. I still have a few more years and looking for a job, and I picked Menominee County because it was a nice small library, opportunity to do everything over here. And it had some of the things that, you know, it was interesting, different. So now that I've got this job, I've had a few more things doing that I thought that I would be doing, but, you know, we're getting through them. And, you know, it's a way to finish up my career. It was a... I thought I would do much differently when I went into librarianship. But it's nice to be in a small town, in a small area. And even though I had grew up in Iron Mountain, we traveled a lot. But when we went to Green Bay, we went down through Wisconsin.
Yeah.
When we went downstate, we went to Escanaba, and I had not spent a lot of time in this county and finding the things about it. It is a huge agricultural county, the largest agricultural production, and more in this county than the whole rest of the UP combined. And it's dairy farming, and we were dairy farmers before we retired from doing that. So I enjoy the farming aspect. My undergraduate degree was in dairy science. So that part was a good fit. You know, it was an odd to become a librarian, but, you know, that's the... Who knows why things go the way they go. But we've... you know, I've enjoyed living here, getting to know the people. And the openness. You know, that was the difference. When Rudyard and the Eastern End... A couple things. One is that if you hadn't lived there forever, then you were one of these interlopers. And the prisons also make the community harder because you don't interact with some of the people the same kind of way. You know, my son started there in kindergarten, but he was still an outsider because he had no cousins, no siblings in the school system, where the people across the street... In my son's class, there were 5 cousins from that family that were in his class of all of 45 students. So, you know, it was a different place to live. We enjoyed living there, but coming over here, it's been so welcoming. But part of it is because I get to be the librarian, so I talk to lots of people. And I meet lots of people at the library, so it's been fun to be here. So
now, what was the library's experience during COVID?
Well, we shut down. It was a surprise for us. I guess, you know, we had heard a little bit about COVID, and then, you know, it was like, well, maybe the restaurants are going to close. We didn't really feel like it was going to close us down the way it did. So it was a sudden close, especially here in the UP, because, you know, our cases didn't start going up until a long way in.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of, you know, public just didn't see. I was the essential employee, so I did continue to come to work while we were closed. I thought ahead on some of the things. So I had ordered thermometers for the staff, and I had ordered doorbells for the doors, and I had set up for things. So when we got the opportunity to reopen, we have a bookmobile garage, so we were able to use that for remote pickup. So the few weeks that was contactless services, it was easy for us to do because this library has a good physical setup. And the way it is open, and we already were set up because we had the bookmobile service to do a lot of deliveries. We did end up, we work with a lot of schools, and so that was, even last year was still very chaotic. What we were allowed to do for coming in and for the services, and can we pick up, can we not pick up? Are they closed? Because if they got too many people that were sick, then, you know, they were always shutting down. We also have a branch that is up, shares a space with a senior center, and so they had different restrictions. But the main library, we were able to open back up relatively early. We masked here more so than some libraries, but it's because our physical setup was able. We are just now starting to see some of the visitor numbers to go back up. It's not that our circulation numbers really dropped. People would pick up more material, but just not coming in to visit the library as much as what they were doing before. It's changed. So we're still changing with COVID. So I would wonder what life was like for those people that were still working in prisons, and how hard that must have been to run those things. I'm very glad that that's not where I was. So,
Anything else?
Well, lots and lots of stories. Life in the UP is good. The idea to live up here, it just amazes me that more people don't want to do it.
Happy that more people don't want to do it.
You know, for an institution like a library, I mean, our funding depends on millages,
paper,
and property tax and some of those. So the health of an area, there needs to be a reasonable economy. I don't want to be an explosive economy, you know, like some of these places that, you know, become the place to live. But I see a town like Stevenson, and many UP towns are like this. They're small. They've got all their institutions are still there. They have grocery stores. They're walkable. They're relatively safe. They're relatively quiet. They're peaceful. Things happen. There's stuff to do. And I just am surprised that people don't choose to live there. And that's one of the reasons why we moved when we moved. I was working full-time in Flint, an hour plus away from home, you know, commuting every day. And I thought, you know, I'd rather raise my son in a smaller school system. The difference between my school years and the finishing up in a huge school. Yeah, there's some advantages on some things, but in general, I feel like you can get a better education in a small school and quality of life. We came up here because we could live on one salary. I look at my siblings that live in much larger cities, and it's so much harder for them. And it was in the years when they had kids in school and both parents had to work. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
So, you know, quality of life is what you make of it. And I feel like we go to as many movies and concerts as anybody does. You know, we might travel to Green Bay to do things, but takes the same amount of difference. When we lived in Detroit suburbs, going to anything takes as long as it takes us to get to Green Bay.
Yeah.
Not quite, you know, Marquette's a little bit farther, but there's still plenty of things to do. I personally would rather live in the country than any place else. And the fact that I can live in the country and be less than 6 miles into my job. You know, and that was the same when I lived in Rudyard.
Yeah.
Where when I lived in Flint, we lived in the country because we farmed in the Thumb, but I was 65 miles into my job. And that's a huge difference.
Especially in the winter.
Especially in the winter, and especially on highways, and, you know, it's a whole lot different. You know, I can get, I've never had any trouble at either location of the weather has kept me from getting to work.
Yeah.
There's a couple days that I was a little bit late because I drove my car off my driveway because I couldn't see where my driveway and my ditch was, and my husband hadn't plowed yet. But, you know, the people that say it's too much on the weather, you just don't drive on the days when you can't see that far. And so that's where life is. UP life is good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we're done now?
We're done now.